In 1978, a German teenager named Christian Gerhards Reiter landed in the United States on a tourist visa and never really left, not as himself. Over the next decade, he told people he was a physicist, a Hollywood producer, a cardiologist. Each name dissolved into the next until one stuck. Clark Rockefeller, heir to a fortune he never had, married to a Harvard MBA named Sandra Boss, who didn't learn the truth until their divorce in 2007. By 2008, the marriage was over, and so was his patience. On July 27, during a supervised visit in Boston, Gerhards Reiter grabbed his seven-year-old daughter, hit the social worker trying to stop him with his car, and vanished. He resurfaced 6 days later in Baltimore under yet another name, a ship captain called Chip Smith, undone by a real estate agent who recognized his face from the news. He served 4 years for kidnapping. It should have ended there. It didn't. Investigators pulled a thread from an identity he had worn back in the early 1980s when he called himself Christopher Chichester and rented a guest house in San Marino, California, from a woman named Ruth Sohus. Her son John and his wife Linda disappeared in February 1985. Nobody looked hard until 1994, when a new homeowner dug a swimming pool and found human bones in the backyard. DNA didn't confirm the remains as John Sohus until 2011. Linda Sohus has never been found, not then, not now. In April 2013, a jury convicted Gerhards Reiter of first-degree murder. That August, a judge gave him 27 years to life. He spent 30 years building people out of nothing, a doctor, a producer, a Rockefeller. The one identity he could never shed was the one he was running from the whole time.